Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Welcome to Puppy Talk episode number 97. I'm your host, Dale Buchanan, and today I'm going to talk about a very important topic: child safety around dogs. There have been two children who died from dog attacks in the past couple of weeks here in North Alabama. I provided dog safety content with two stories for the local news on the topic. I'll put the links in the show notes to these stories. One was on WHNT Channel 19 News and another on Fox 54 News, both here in Huntsville, Alabama. One child was a four-year-old boy who accidentally crossed into a neighbor's yard while riding his bike with his father. The yard had an electric fence, and once the dog saw the boy, it attacked him immediately. The news did not provide any more details than that. The boy knew the dog and had interacted with it many times. The dog had no prior aggression. The second attack was a two-year-old boy who got into the backyard of his next-door neighbor and was attacked by one to three dogs. The details of this story are still very vague. We know that the gate latch was not locked, and somehow the dogs escaped from their kennels. There have never been two dog attack incidents like this in northern Alabama. I want to share some safety tips for dog owners and the general public. These are suggestions. The bottom line is that any dog can bite anybody at any time. Let's start with some dog bite statistics provided by the AVMA. That's the American Veterinary Medical Association. More than 4.5 million people are bitten by dogs each year in the U.S. 50% of all dog bites happen to children. Children are the most common victims of dog bites and are far more likely to be severely injured. Most dog bites affecting young children occur during everyday activities and while interacting with familiar dogs. Keep in mind, once again, that any dog can bite anybody at any time. It doesn't matter if they are big or small, male or female, young or old. Even the cutest, fuzziest, sweetest pet can bite if provoked. Why do dogs bite? Dogs bite for various reasons, but usually because they react to something and feel threatened. They can bite if they are scared or startled. They can also bite if they are not feeling well due to an injury or illness. This is a simple explanation of why dogs bite. It can be much more complex than that. However, for the scope of this podcast, I'm going to keep it simple. This podcast is about how to prevent dog bites. And let's get into that right now. First of all, teach your children that dogs have boundaries. Some dogs do not like touching or petting in a particular area or part of their body. Teach your children that moving fast and high-pitched screams and voices attract dogs and make them more excited and hyper. This creates opportunities for dog aggression accidents, even if the dog has never bitten anyone. Never allow a child to approach a dog while they are asleep. Abruptly waking up a dog could cause them to react by biting when they are startled. Never allow children to approach an unfamiliar dog, especially if they run towards them with a loud, high-pitched screaming voice. This will startle the dog, and it may react aggressively out of fear. If the dog or puppy is very excited, jumping, and playfully nipping, not aggressively, have your child stand like a tree. This will help communicate to the puppy through body language to relax and calm down. Shortly after, the dog should lie down and do nothing because it is not rewarded for acting crazy. Warning signs that a dog might bite. 1. Whale eyes. The dog will avert its head slightly, and the whites of its eyes will appear in a half-moon shape. 2. Tense body and face. Look at the dog's entire body, face, eyes, and ears. Don't think that a wagging tail means that they are friendly and happy, because that's only a small part of reading a dog. 3. Growling. This is usually a warning signal to move away. The dog may feel threatened. 4. Air snap. This is where the dog snaps at you but misses on purpose. It is a precursor to a dog bite. It is the final warning signal that the dog is uncomfortable and will bite if pushed any further. How to survive a dog bite. 1. Do not run. A very fast human can run 15 miles per hour, while the average dog can run 20 miles per hour. Fast movement stimulates a dog, and that's the last thing you want from a dog that intends to attack. 2. Do not scream. High-pitched sounds and voices could attract the dog to you and make it more excited, which could provoke a more intense dog attack. 3. Stand still or move slowly. This may contradict your instincts, but it might help the dog realize you are not a threat. 4. Curl up in a fetal position. If the dog will not calm down and it looks like it will bite when they get close, you need to protect your neck, face, head, and stomach, because these are the most vulnerable dog bite areas that could be fatal. Disclaimer: the tips in this article are for informational and educational purposes only and are not intended to save anyone's life or entirely prevent a dog attack. I hope this information was helpful to you. If you have any questions on this topic, you can email me through my website at puppytalkpodcast.com. Have a great day. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.